Army General Idi Amin became president of Uganda in a 1971 coup. He won widespread support with promises of reform and economic independence from former colonial ties.
Bibi Idi Amin Dada, and I want to promise you, this will be a government of action, not of lies. Together, we will make this country better.
But Amin's rule was marked by fear and sectarian violence. By the time he was forced from power in 1979, Amnesty International estimates as many as 500,000 Ugandans had been killed. Among the titles Amin gave himself were President for Life, Lord of all the beasts of the earth and the fishes of the sea, and The Last King of Scotland, which became the title for an award-winning novel on which the film is based. In this mix of fact and fiction, history turns on a chance encounter between the Ugandan leader and a volunteer doctor from Scotland.
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Nicholas Garrigan. I work at a medical compound in Magambo. I'm a doctor.
You are British.
Well, I'm Scottish.
Yeah.
I'm Scottish.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so? I thought we discussed against the Mau Mau. Great soldiers. Very brave. And good people, completely. Let me tell you, if I could be anything instead of a Ugandan, I would be a Scot.
Garrigan becomes the president's personal physician and close confidant. But with this front row seat, the young doctor watches in horror as the promises of change give way to atrocities. Much of the film was shot on location in Uganda, and Forrest Whitaker says working with people who experienced the Amin years there helped him grasp the duality of the character he was playing.
When you talk to the people in Uganda, they have a dual opinion of him. There are people who hate him, a small amount, and then there are people who like really admire him like a hero. And there's like a large group that are like, we know all these murders and atrocities occurred, but he did all these great things. And he did things that clearly were wrong to do. But I think his intention in the beginning was just to try to change the country.
Look at this! The British newspapers say I am a madman. The American newspapers say I am a cannibal. I am a cannibal, huh? Huh? These are lies!
Whitaker vividly captures the seductive charm and explosive rage of Amin.
I was pretty much consumed by this character, working on the character, and even when I was off, I was continually searching to find something else new about the character.
The actor admits that he became so involved with the Amin portrayal, he had to make an extra effort to leave it behind after the filming was done.
In the very last day, I remember I was really I wanted to get the character out of me like right away as much as I could, and so I was really literally you take a bath and you try to like get it, wash him off of you.
I want you to tell me what to do.
You want me to tell you what to do?
Yes, you are my advisor. You are the only one I can trust in here.
Rising young Scottish actor James McAvoy co-stars as Garrigan, a fictional character, but based on several real Europeans who were advisors to Amin.
The film is really about a relationship. As much as a political biopic, it's about a relationship, ultimately. That relationship is a personal one between two men, but actually, I think it's a replica of the relationship that Amin had with the British government. That my character represents, as much as he's maybe represented as a naive young backpacker who's very selfish. I think that quite accurately describes our experience in the Third World, in Uganda, in Africa.
But Glasgow-born director Kevin MacDonald, an award-winning documentary filmmaker, believes the events of 35 years ago, as portrayed in the film, do resonate with today's headlines.
I think there are all sorts of ways you can see this as having a contemporary aspect to it. I think, to start with, you know, it's a story about how power corrupts somebody, corrupts Amin, but also how it corrupts the doctor, young Dr. Garrigan, and how he's seduced by power. Well, that's something which goes on around us all the time, not just in politics, but it goes on in corporate life and in personal life. You know, people are seduced by powerful men or powerful women, and they do things that maybe they wouldn't otherwise do to get ahead, to get, you know, a bit more money, to get a bit of glamour in their lives, you know, and before they know it, they've kind of sold their souls. In a way, this is a sort of modern retelling of the Faust myth. That's how, one of the ways I looked at it.
I have to go home now.
You cannot.
What?
Your work is not finished here yet.
I didn't come here to finish anything.
You promised to me that you would help to build a new Uganda. You swore an oath.
The Last King of Scotland also features Gillian Anderson as Dr. Garrigan's colleague at a rural medical clinic, and Kerry Washington plays a wife of the Ugandan leader who suffers a terrible fate for her infidelity. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.